The loudspeaker of the people's army. In the Ogden Desert, they skim it from muddy water, pour it over cactus meat, ululations crisp as morning birds. With fossils, they tune innards, with tails right, pause for good light, let it pass through the remains, the loudspeaker warbling in low tones. In Oaxaca, they carve it of radishes, contorted shapes shaved into violins, slung into trees, cutting a thick-rained foliage sonata for African bees, some measures drizzling the branches, others hidden in the roots. The pulse endlessly trilling in the city of angels, where it resurfaces by the docks, 50 varieties of nightshade and sweet pearl, 50 sacks of thistle grown entirely by pitch. As the what if of the inflamed song split the surface like a whale's tail, Argentines collected sun-bleached cardboard in the storm of bells, knowing ours by the heat of another's body. When we fix the trains, will we hear it en masse? The solipsistic question, why do they hate us, flaking to an inarticulate texture, dusty rafters quaking until, undone, horn-like, piece by piece, we enter the loudspeaker addressed as stranger. You are the last stranger, little organ, little ear, all your lorries loaded with air. When you feel me kiss you during the overture of wild goats, I'm caressing a rhythm.